Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend right before Turkey Day. Hope most of you guys that are listening out there have bagged your buck. I've got a lot of buddies down in Shartucky that have been taking some dandies, some real dandies, but we'll leave that to Facebook because that's the best way to learn about those. But I had one that a buddy, Bob, that got a buck. The neck was bigger than the shoulders around. It looked like a wedge. It went from its ears down to its tail.
He was rutting big time.
Oh, man.
Those necks
huge
swell
time.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show. It is the Grilling Guys, and it's we're still talking deer, but today we're going to talk a little turkey.
Yeah, why not, man? Why not? But before we get to the turkey, what about your deer camp? Tell me a little bit about the festivities of the opening two or three days, man.
Well, it was very truncated because I've got this construction product and project and everything, and our buddy Jim Crank sent me out there with a five-gallon, I think it's called a corny.
Yeah.
A 5 or 6 gallon keg of his wonderful brown. I can't think of the name of it, but I think you've had it before. And
sounds like you have too.
It was so cold that it was freezing in my mug.
Oh, really?
The beer, it was so cold it was hard to enjoy beer. That's how cold it was.
Oh, come on. Put a warm hand around it and suck it back.
No, I was like craving a hot cider or something. We were freezing. We could not build a big enough fire to warm up. Yeah. It was windy and
rainy,
about
cold.
15 degrees. And yeah, we did see deer. Nobody shot anything. We ended up with some rain. But my son Alex and my other son Jordan came up and they hunted with us. And
oh, that's cool.
It was wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good time. I had made some chili. I took last year's venison and made some chili.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good day to talk about chili because we're going to be talking about that in the next segment.
Right.
Yep. And
little contest we're in.
This turned out really good. I did a little different twist on it, and I threw in some bacon and whatnot. Of course, typical chili, but it was, man.
Yeah, it's the whatnot that everybody wants to know
yeah,
about.
I had some boudin in the freezer, threw that in, and man,
yeah,
it hit it.
Good stuff. Well, I just made a bunch of jerky. As you know, I whacked a little freezer deer with my crossbow about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I had a lot of fun with that because I took the everything but the back straps and the hindquarters and I put it into jerky. And I put it on my own smoker and put a little teriyaki.
You put it on your big trailer smoker?
I did, yep, mm-hmm. On the good one. And I did that up and I cut it a little thicker, probably like 3/4 inch thick and then maybe 4 or 5 inch long strips. So it's a little more steaky than it is that tough, chewy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like it like that.
Yeah, I do too because it's just I think it retains a little bit more of the flavor and it's easier for me to eat when it's rather
moisture.
Than hard. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So
you don't
had a bunch
quite
of that.
As much beer when you drink it.
Yeah, I had a bunch of that and I shared it with everybody and now it's all gone. And what do you do? But anyway, had a great time.
So what did you brine it or dry rub it?
I dry rubbed it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I just kept it in the refrigerator and it was all gone within, 5 days.
Now you dry rubbed it and how long did you leave it the rub on before you threw it in the smoker? Did you sprinkle it on and throw it in?
No, it was there about an hour. Okay. I put it on about an hour, but not a lot longer than that. And basically I took it out of the fridge, put it on a pan, put the dry rub on it, let it kind of come up to room temperature a little bit. While I was getting the fire going in the smoker, and I had to get it up to temperature because it was cold out.
And you used like one of our favorite packaged rubs probably.
Right, yep.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Memphis?
Right, yeah, right. Yep.
It's
Memphis,
good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a Memphis profile. It's a little bit, if you've not had one of those, there's a little bit of citrus in a Memphis profile.
Pig's and, butt, rub some butt. There's several of them. They all have that. I think the key is that powdered Worcestershire.
Yeah.
It just really gives it a nice little ting. And it's not terribly hot, so anybody can eat it.
But right.
Did you add any heat to it?
Nope, I didn't, because I'm a sissy. You're okay. The guy that likes the heat. Okay. I'm just I just want to eat it.
Maybe you're a large big sissy quantity. If you're a sissy.
Right, I am. But hey, you know what? At least I admit it, right?
Yeah.
But, anyway, so are you done deer hunting?
No.
Okay.
No, I will be out tomorrow morning again.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I have to take my gun out at least once.
Yeah.
Because I'm not much into gun hunting anymore. I'm ashamed to say it. By the time gun season comes along, it just seems like most of the hunting places I go to are so trampled over by all the idiots coming up getting ready for rifle season.
Yeah.
That the good hunting, I don't go deep. You know, I don't have like a great sweet spot that's deep into a swamp or anything. So I'm hunting in places that are somewhat open very often.
Yeah, likewise. And I'll be the first to admit I've not been out with my gun yet this year. Again, I enjoy the crossbow hunting. It's just a little bit better weather, frankly, and there isn't as much competition out there. But I, too, plan on going tomorrow morning and blowing the dust out of the barrel, so to speak, and see if we can get a crack at one. My buddies down in Shartucky have offered a shack, so supposed to be raining tomorrow, so I don't know what kind of movement we'll get, at least where I'm going, but at the end of the day, it's just fun being down there. Got a buddy down from Alaska that comes down, grew up in Shartucky with us, and he lives in Alaska, and he comes down for deer season every other year, and this is the year, so got to go down and spend some time with him, and then we end up at Joe's Gizzard City Bar and you know, rehash high school stories on through. So looking forward to that day.
Last time you were there, it didn't turn out so good, so you got to be careful.
Right, I understand. That is all of folklore. None of that is true.
Folklore.
Anyway.
5-0 folklore. Right. Farquhart.
Yeah. All works out.
Yeah, so I am going to put a little more emphasis on the muzzleloader season because I'll get a little bit of window of time there to go up.
You have mine. Well, and I mine. Have your smoker.
It's mine now.
So it's yours now.
Yeah, it's
as
mine
is the smoker mine. That was part of a little barter. It
yes
went down. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think we both made out just fine.
I'm not complaining.
No, you shouldn't.
Right.
So in studio, we have the lovely Molly Monet and the brutish Matt McHale from Gravel Bottom. And we're sipping on some of his right now. So when we take a break, we got to refill our glasses. And we're going to talk about a chili cook-off coming up because we are going to throw down big time.
Yeah, and we've had a little bit of fun the last couple of years, when we'll catch that in the next segment. But, Matt, I'm going to invite you to the microphone because anybody that puts a beer in my hand on a Saturday morning, I need to know what I'm drinking, pal, because I'm very familiar. I'm a Mug Club member of this particular brewery, and it's called Gravel Bottom in Ada, Michigan. The proprietor, Matt Michaels, join us. Thanks for coming to the show, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. What you're drinking right now is a Pilsner. So this is our first run on a Pilsner, and we're real proud of it.
Okay.
I think Bob was in the other night and said, hey, why don't you bring that into the show?
So
we got a few more here to try as we go through the
I hate it when that happens.
I have to say Pilsner was one of the first great beers I ever tried. My brother-in-law brought some Pilsner Urquell or Kale.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's a Czech beer.
Okay.
Pilsner Urquell. And I fell in love with it. I was a Coors drinker, and I took a nice...
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, that was
where's that
20
been
years ago.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
I'm the guy that used to drink Labatt.
Yeah.
Right? And I've caught a lot of flack for that.
But still, a Pilsner from Coors going up to a Pilsner, that's a pretty easy step. That's a nice progression and somewhat similar profiles. Nice blonde beer, not real heavy, clean, fresh. But what I liked about this one of yours, what do you call it again?
This one's called South Island.
Yeah. What I like about it is I pick up a little bit of a hop flavor to it, just a touch.
Yep. So we use some non-traditional hops in there to give it a little bit more of an oomph, but it's still very classic pils flavor.
So real quickly, what's the difference between a Pilsner and an IPA?
Well, they're different styles entirely.
Okay.
But an IPA, you got to think of an IPA as really featuring the hops.
Okay.
And a Pilsner, you know, isn't really going for that as much as the yeast profile and the malt profile.
Right. But typically a Pilsner is going to be a little bit lighter beer. A
lot lighter.
Than an IPA.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little chili and beer. You're not going to want to miss this because... We got a couple experts on both right here in the studio with us. Stick with us. We'll be back. Dream, and everything's